As we get ready to move into the 20th chapter of Genesis, we see that in many respects, this chapter is one of the most difficult chapters in the Bible to understand. The narrative is simple enough to understand, but how could Abraham and Sarah at this time repeat the very same sin that committed many years ago in Egypt? It might be understandable that in those days when their faith had not yet fully been tested and God's faithfulness fully confirmed to them, they could have fallen into such a trap. But how could they do it again? They had, over and over again, seen many wonderful answers to prayer, many miraculous proofs of God's care and protection. Their faith had stood many tests, and God had never failed them. And now, finally, they're about to have their long-promised son. Sarah may even have been actually pregnant with Isaac, and it would have been only a few months more. This is what the Bible records, however, so it must have happened just the way the Bible says. Matthew Henry says, as an introduction to this 20th chapter, "We are here returning to the story of Abraham, yet that part of it which is here recorded is not to his honor. The fairest marbles have their flaws, and while there are spots in the sun, we must not expect anything spotless under it. The Scripture, it should be remarked, is impartial in relating the blemishes even of its most celebrated characters." So let us read chapter 20, verse 1. "And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar." Here we see Abraham left Mamre, where he had lived for nearly 20 years, and went into the country of the Philistines. He sojourned in Gerar. We're not told upon what occasion he left, whether it was because he was terrified by the destruction of Sodom, or because the country was prejudiced by this destruction of Sodom, whether Sodom had anything to do with it or not. Some of the writers think that he left because of Lot's incest with his daughters, and that this was a shame upon him, and the Canaanites would look down upon him because of what his kinsmen had done. But no doubt there was some good cause for his leaving. In a world where we are strangers and pilgrims, we cannot expect to always be in the same place. It's a common thing for people to move. And wherever we are, we actually are sojourners. We're not really permanent any place, and that very likely is the case here with Abraham. But for some reason, he moved to the south, to the land of the Philistines. Well, that's going to conclude our lesson at this time. Till next time, this is NC Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.